Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I that?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Warning, hull failure in 14.5 hours. Warning, atmospheric sulfuric acid. Multiple breaches to garment cover.
Why? Why does the door say Solaris? How long has this been here?
Please, let me in. What's that? Zoom in. It's a handprint. Oh, Vega. I know you're not really there. I saw with my own eyes. But I don't want to die alone. There's a giant door in the mountain on Venus. But my leg is trapped. No one's ever going to hear this. I think my leg is broken. It really, really, really hurts. There's a box welded to the door like an afterthought. It has the shape of a handprint in it. I'm trying to get to it now. Okay. I'm at the box. I'm gonna put my hand in the handprint. Nothing. Handprint's pretty narrow. Has wrinkles in it. No. Dude wants a bare hand.
You want my hand too? Take it!
Okay. I've got a tourniquet on my wrist. I'm taking off my glove.
Left glove did
infect. I'm in! Something!
It's dark. See a huge empty space. I think I see another handprint box. My hand looks like boiled meat. My leg's excruciating. I'm gonna dose myself. Try the next box. The air is getting cooler. Pressure is going down. I think these are giant airlocks. CO2 is dropping. O2 is going up. How many of these are there? This one wants both hands.
Warning, coupling breach on right glove. Warning, suit depressurizing.
Both gloves are off. Suit's depressurizing. I'm all right. Putting my hands in the next box. What?
Magnesium Film presents Celeritas, Episode 8. After the show, join our Discord community for bonus content, in-depth discussion, and AMAs with the creators. Discord link at CeleritasPod.com.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
It's a jungle.
Vega, I'm at the door of a conservatory, I guess, built inside the mountain. The greenery's so thick that even with an axe, I can't get in. It's just vines and branches filling the doorway top to bottom like a root-bound pot. Oh, shit! I'm in a tree on some thicket of branches. I'm still in the tree. There are a lot of trees growing on top of each other. It's so thick, I can't see the ground or the ceiling. It's beautiful. Never-ending lattice of branches and trunks. All around me, there's light coming through. Everything's wet. Oasis. Something's here.
1381.216 KPH, subcritical cluster rebel stress beam. Herman, how long has it been?
I don't know. I needed you to see this. The tree. This feels real.
Hello, 29 to 271, transcritical. I see it. Do you have corroboration?
I heard a sound. And now I see it.
You know that's serial, Armin. Not parallel.
I know.
Real 5, perhaps.
Correlation is real 2, at least.
Too close to the surface. Axial velocity increment delta 36.
Corroboration is a crutch.
Reality is corroboration.
Reality zero! That's zero!
You're gonna shoot it?
How many suits does this guy need? Something in the compartment? Oh, shit!
The bunker!
No!
That was a pretty bad fall.
girl? Those again.
I think I've got it. Good work. Thank you.
Wait.
I just fixed that.
We're remote. We're driving this remotely. See? That's the arm. Up, down. Just a machine. Not an oncologist. My name's Herman. I'm here with Wayne. What's your name?
Ed.
Ed, do you remember what year it is?
12,576.
Close enough.
How long have I been out?
A few hours. Your leg was pretty messed up.
Where am I?
You're safe. Abandoned mission. Repurposed by endangered.
I'm not alone.
You're not alone.
Where are you? Where's everyone else?
Not far. Don't worry. We have to take precautions. This is a temporary quarantine.
Why'd the door out there say Solaritas?
Why does it say Solaritas on any door? Why is Solaritas engraved on my
earpiece? Repeat.
Warning. Hull failure in 9 hours.
I'm safe.
You're safe.
And there are people?
Lots of people.
Oh my God.
Welcome home.
Ed, is there anybody else with you?
Oh.
Sorry. The cart isn't made for this. LO 17 at 1-1 concave deformation.
What is this I'm wearing?
Atmospheric for outside. Good for immobilizing bones. Right legs at full rigidity.
Isn't the tree magnificent?
Yeah.
It's a single 9,000-year-old banyan. The limbs drop aerial roots onto other limbs, which become trunks, which grow more limbs over and over, up and up. And these root tunnels have been trained for generations.
What happened to Earth's cities?
Where did you come here from, Ed?
The moon.
There's a lot of moons.
Enceladus or Titan?
No. The moon. Earth's moon. What?
Luna underwent merciless chemo.
For centuries! Total remission! Except for you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The sacred chemo...
Where are your people, Ed?
It's just me.
They found you.
The thing on the moon was bigger than you. No limbs, just a pile of thrashing metal.
You saw an oncologist and lived?
Why do you keep saying oncologist?
Did you idiots delete the chapter on your own genocide? You mean to tell me your clan has been hiding in some lava tube for 200 generations?
I guess. I found a gold seahorse. Gave me coordinates.
Clearly.
Where is it?
Seahorses dissolve when they get to their destination.
How bad is my leg?
Not great.
Everything we did was temporary. We'll get you to a modern facility soon.
Where?
You'll get a full rundown once you're cleared. But we haven't done a refugee transfer in a long time. It'll take a few weeks to prep a can. Does your ship have food supplies?
Yeah. Wait, you don't? My ship's gonna disintegrate in like 8 hours.
Hey. It's all right. I told you, this is a banyan.
It's a fig tree. You'll live as long as you like figs.
But 8 hours is fine. We'll make a run to your ship, get the food, and anything else you need.
Just the meal powder. 50 kilos, I guess. And there's a teddy bear.
No problem. I'll need security clearance to get in.
How long has it been since the last refugee?
It's been
decades. 20 years.
Okay. It's... They're outside in the storm. Getting my food from the ship. It saved me, save my leg, and put me in this crazy suit to immobilize it. But there's something wrong. The outer door was almost completely buried in sediment. Inner door overgrown. That's not 20 fucking years. I don't think. I don't know what I'm looking for. They said something about a bunker. I think I've seen most of this place. Hold on. Behind a trunk, I think it's another handprint box. On a completely overgrown wall. Does that mean... broke the tree. Definitely part of it. They're not gonna like that. I'm in a new room. It's completely dark. I don't have a light. Oh, well, there you go. This new suit just lit up. It's a large arch storage facility. Metal bins everywhere. Some more of these crazy suits on the wall. Matching helmets. There's even vehicles in here. Like small helicopters with really wide blades. There's more melted triangles on the wall. Same as the moon. This one's much clearer. Like a vertical bow tie shape with a gear around it. Computer, please tell me this means something to you.
Closest match, Holocene. Hourglass symbolizing an extinction event.
Extinction. Motherfucker. There's an entire wall of gold seahorses. They dissolve on arrival, huh? They all have plaques. Earth, 2541. Mars, 3105. Ceres, 2608, where the refugees came from, and when. 20 years, my ass.
You have been authenticated as Biohuman. Trust New Xerox. Safe harbor at 66.216 degrees north, 4.517 degrees east. Maxwell Montes, Venus.
You got all this way. And then what?
Armed and at the ready.
Armed?
I mean, he's here somewhere.
No. No, no, no!
What did he do? We should have strapped him down.
Well, I didn't think he was gonna find the fucking bunker!
We need to go.
This tree was planted by the Seraph! You don't deserve to breathe this air! I'll rip the fucking limbs off!
Arvin.
This is your gratitude? Get the fuck out of-
Found your seahorse collection. Catch.
David has a sling. Brody has a scuba tank. What's with the duct tape?
That's not necessary.
Warning. Hull failure in 6 hours.
Don't do this, David. Look, I haven't been completely straight with you.
Register trigger position.
What?
Trigger position registered.
The oncologists. They found this base, okay? A lot of people died. But our clan had already moved on. Please! We have to take precautions!
Turns out these seahorses are also EMP bombs with very user-friendly training mode. That last one was set to just one jalapeno. But the one taped to your back, we had a little chat. She'll detonate if she's removed. She'll detonate if I tell her to. And she'll detonate if she doesn't hear a passcode from me in the next 6 hours. And this time it'll be all the jalapenos.
We have modern medical facilities, Ed. We can completely repair your leg, your hand,
your kidneys, Ed.
What does the hourglass symbol in there mean?
You really don't know.
What happened to everyone?
The technocene, Ed.
What's the extinction event?
The sacred chemotherapy. Curing Earth's cancer. Oncologists were weaponized Xeroxes, like your friend on the moon. Digitized human minds, warped into hunters, to cleanse the planets of people, like us.
Us? Get up.
Warning, hull failure in approximately 1 hour.
We can't get all this up to the door. There's no path to the ramp that will fit the cart.
Then make one.
No! I'll die first.
Done. Hey, Seahorse. Please detonate in 3, 2...
Wait!
Here's the faster way to train a tunnel.
Ed, hi. Dr. Roth here. I just got caught up. It's totally normal to feel...
Fire! Now get up to the door.
Ed, please trust me that we're here to help you.
Well, now we have aligned incentives, so we don't need trust.
We've already got a team prepping a can to come get you.
Where?
Up. Airstep balloon towns. Oxygen's like helium here. 50 kilometers up. Pressure's equal to Earth's sea level.
Bullshit!
Ed, you're in shock, and I need you to listen to me. I've taken a look at your scans, and the kidney cancer needs immediate attention.
I'm going home. Open it. Now, what's a Xerox?
It's derogatory. For the Ascended. Humanity's final form. A digitized human mind. If you didn't ascend, we were hunted. Billions. Almost to extinction. Some of the endangered thought they'd be safe here.
Open the outer door. Let's move! So how are you alive?
No one here should have died! But someone gave up on their position. Only the tree survived. Oncologists thought they got everyone. Our balloons end up in the sulfur.
No! Oh. Get up! Get everything back in the cart! We're gonna fry you right now!
There goes your ride!
Save the rotor blades! And that crate! Go! Get started on the blades! Needs a wax.
What am I looking for?
Weld the blades on top, on the stump of my old sail drive shaft. Okay, everything's in.
Our turn to do some cleansing, eh, Bingo?
Warning, hull failure imminent.
Get that last blade on now! Override all governors on sail drive shaft and rotate counterclockwise. Max RPM.
The last blade isn't on yet! How are you gonna disarm the bomb on my back?
Hope you came with speakerphone. Hope, Vega. Air's too dense to rocket out of here. But it's heaven for a rotor.
so I've gotten blades welded onto the sail shaft. I'm gonna try helicoptering above the troposphere, about 30 kilometers up, before lighting the candle. Might have just enough fuel to pull me back towards Earth.
Please, disarm the Seahorn!
Here we go!
Come on!
It's working!
Goodbye, Venus. Should have taken a fig.
Altitude, 14 kilometers.
Just gotta get to 30.
Shit!
Warning, hull integrity compromised.
Still going up! I'm spiraling! Ship's falling apart!
Altitude, 21 kilometers. Air leakage rate, 76%.
Jesus, the whole ride home's gonna be in a vacuum! I think I lost a blade!
And there goes the whole thing.
Altitude, 23 kilometers.
It'll have to do. Ignition.
The Seahorse, please.
Escape velocity achieved. 10.36 kilometers per second.
There. You did it. You're leaving. Please give the passcode. The tree will die, Owen.
Wait. How did you...
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, Herman.
Wait!
Trajectory update received. Adjusting bearing.
What? No!
You're not going home, Owen.
Computer! Isolate nav systems and pause all automation. Full manual control.
Error, unable to comply.
Save your strength. Mission's firewall is extinguished.
Jesus, just let me go. What does your balloon colony need me for?
There's no balloon colony, Owen. Not anymore. Captain Keating, you are the last shred of leverage left in the solar system. And you're gonna get us out of here.
Out of where?
See you in a few months.
Celeritas Episode 8 is produced by Magnesium Film and stars Alexander Adele as Owen Keating and Damon Alums as Herman, Wayne, and Dr. Roth. Featured music, Inflation Field. Written and performed by Rolly Porter. Ascent, Soil, and Peripheral, written by To Dust We Return, and performed by Billy Marsden. Sound editing by Brad Colebrook and Alexander Adele. New episodes are released every few weeks. Follow this podcast for new episode alerts and join our Discord community for bonus content, in-depth discussion, and AMAs with the creators. Discord link at celeritaspod.com. Until then, embrace the emptiness.